the rest of the story. Henry Robert Pierce was in for the battle of his life. First of all, no Australian had ever won an Olympic gold medal in a rowing event. That was pressure enough. But Bobby Pierce was unquestionably the best oarsman Australia had ever known. So in 1928, his countrymen were filled with high expectations. Now this summer, you will see the Sculls take to the water once more. Long, slender, elegant-looking rowboats that Americans associate with Ivy League recreation. I just wanted to replant the picture in your mind, the grace, the speed, the spear-like shape of the craft itself, so that you may further appreciate the rest of the story. In the Olympics in Amsterdam in 1928, Bobby Pierce was up against the fiercest competitors in the history of his sport. USA's Kenneth Myers, England's Theodore Collette, Holland's Lambertus Gunther, seven of the best men who ever took oar in hand. Now it's down to the final, and Bobby Pierce is in the lead. When, to the utter amazement of the Australian solo sculler, he sees ahead of him in the water, directly approaching his path, swimmers, several of them. At this rate, with Bobby Pierce rowing at the speed he needs to win the gold, the knife point bow of the Skull will thrust into the swimmer's midst, and then, who knows? Clearly, they are the intruders. They do not belong here in the Olympic raceway. And yet, according to Bobby Pierce's frantic assessment of the situation, at least one of those oblivious bathers, maybe more, wrong or right, is about to be hurt, perhaps even to die, unless Henry Robert Pierce, his nation's only hope to win this event, slows down to avoid the swimmers in his path and opens the door for the opponents hotly pursuing him. For Bobby Pierce, known throughout the sporting world as a nice guy, there's not much to decide. An Olympic gold medal, glorious as is that prize for every athlete in the world, is not worth a life, is not even worth risking one. So Bobby Pierce pulls in his oars, his craft rapidly loses forward momentum, and the swimmers swim past unharmed. It doesn't happen always. Perhaps not even most of the time do nice guys finish first. But this time, one did. For Henry Robert Pierce rode into the record books that day, finishing five lengths ahead of second place Kenneth Myers to win the gold medal, to become the first Australian sculler ever to win the Olympic title. But the next time you hear that name, Henry Robert Pierce, and surely you will this summer when Olympic oarsmen strike the water once more, you will recall not that Bobby Pierce was the son of a champion sculler, nor merely that at 24 he outdid his own dad by taking the prize no Australian ever had, but I hope you'll reflect instead on how he won the gold in 28 by being a nice guy, by risking a bitter loss, by letting the swimmers swim on by. The mother bather and her little ones glided single file across Bobby Pierce's path, an intruding family of ducks. Now you know the rest of the story.